We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Shalosh Asher Resein. We are continuing, we had Shalosh Abatim, we had Shalosh Avonim. Now there are three different types of Asherah trees. Ilon Shenotu Metchila Hashem Avodah Zarah, Harezu Asura. A tree that was planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that's Asur, and the only way to make this back mutter is with a bittel of a goy. The goy has to do a maisa in the tree and mevatel it. Then it can mevatel it. If a yid makes this dasherah, there's nothing to do. It's also forever. Gidoy upisler shem chavim. You have an existing tree, and someone goes ahead and prunes it or cuts off some branches in order to grow better. L'shem avodah zarah. So v'hichlif, and then it grew better. It grew more. Whatever grew from now on is considered avodah zarah because they pruned it l'shem avodah zarah. The third level of Asherah is if they placed Avodah Zarah under the tree, so then it's mutter when you take it away. It's mashal while it's under it, it's aser. And the truth is, it depends. It depends what it's there. Now, Tosfos says it's one mahalach and the Ramban is another mahalach. The Ramban's mahalach is like this, that if you place Avodah Zarah under this tree, bekvias, this is its place, then the tree becomes a meshamshe Avodah Zarah, and part of the chiddush of Asherah tree is that Asherah could become a tree that's mechubar, could become a shamshi avodah zarah, and it'll be awesome. And then, yeah, the only way to get rid of it will be to remove it, maybe needs a bittul as well. But here, we're talking about someone placed it here temporarily. Since it's only placed temporarily here, so it's enough just to remove it. Why is it awesome? It's only awesome as marazayin. Someone's going to think, it looks like it was placed there as a mishamshi avodah zarah, that the tree is servicing the avodah zarah, as a shade over the avodah zarah. Therefore, you have to remove it, and when you remove it, it's mutter. That's what Ramban learns. Tosfos in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, which is on this Mishnah, learns a little different. He says that if you planted this tree in order to be a covering for this avodah zarah, it'll be also as a mishamshi avodah zarah. But here we're talking about even if you didn't plant it for that reason, you still put avodah zarah under a tree. It's still aser because it's nira ki'ilu natua metchil lekach. It looks like you planted it for this reason. So those are the three levels of asheris that we have in our Mishnah. Zot to Gemara. Amri de Rabbi Yannai v'hu shehivrich v'hirkev v'gufei shel ilan. Rabbi Yannai pastor is saying that the only time gidoy upisloy L'shem Avodah Zarah Mezaser is not, that's not enough. Pruning is not enough. You have to actually graft another branch into this tree, or another way is putting it in the ground, taking a branch off and planting in the ground. Then that's called a Asherah tree. Freit de Gemara, you need pruning is not enough. Vanan tran gidoy epistle tran. We learned, vanan gidoy epistle, we learned that gidoy epistle is enough to make it into a Asherah tree. And to make it, at least if it grows extra, it should be awesome. Even in the case where he did a grafting into the goof of the Ilon, if you just take away the Avodah Zarah graft, or what grew afterwards, put it this way, what grew afterwards, you just take away what grew afterwards, that's enough. Since he did a mice in the goof of the Ilon, it's like he planted in the beginning, let's say the whole tree should become Asur, Kamash, no. So basically what the Mishnah is saying by Gidoy Epistle, it's very important to understand that only what grows afterwards is Asur. But the tree itself has not become Asur. So you have your existing tree, you pruned it, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Whatever grows new is Avodah Zarah, you have to cut it off. There will be a Havamin if you did more than just a pruning. You actually took another tree and you grafted it together with this tree. Maybe then the whole thing becomes Asur. Because I'm creating a new entity, I'm growing a new tree in the goof of the tree. Kamash Law, no, it's only Asur, Masha Hichlif, what grew extra, that's all it's Asur. That's what Bihan's Mechadash.
You have to constantly remove the new growth?
Yeah, anything grows now, you have to take it off, yeah. Yeah. And then it's the same way.
The first time it's Mevatel Avodah Zarah.
Right. And is that Mevatel Avodah Zarah? What grew afterwards? I don't know, it's a good question. I'm saying, took off my shekel's mash, but that's enough. He's saying, that's the mash. It could be. Because then you took it off, and then now whatever you did is nothing. Could be. It's very possible. Shout out for Yisrael. It sounds like here Yisrael could take this off. Even Yisrael could take off my shekel. We don't have to need a bittel. So that's why it's a chiddush. If it's still growing, machmas the pruning, so then it should still be a problem. The you take a mashal, then you cut down the tree and you use the tree. That's what it means. But if it keeps on growing, the chara be awesome. I didn't see anything on that. Now, so after we know that fact, it'll be easy to understand next Gemara. Before we start next Gemara, just chazal what we know already. We learned before that there's a difference between an ilon that was planted for Avodah Zarah or something that you were oivid afterwards. a tree that you eivet afterwards. Now we had before, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that a ilan should not do, a b'soif avdu is aser. The Olam remembers how he learned. So think in your head how you learned. When you learned the din of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the ilan that they worshipped after it was grown. What became aser? The whole tree or just what grew? So we assume that like the pastures, like the Masha before, only what grew. Even learned that from Masha Reim, Tikadeyun, only what grew extra. So keep that in mind when we see the next Gemara. Amash Shmuel. Hamashtachavel Ilon, we're around 10 lines from the top of Memchesam Ralph. Amash Shmuel. Hamashtachavel Ilon, Toisveseha Asura. Shmuel is Mechadish that if you worship a Ilon, whatever grows extra is awesome. Sounds very much like a race of Yehuda, no? It says, "M'shtachavel Ilon, whatever now grows extra is awesome." Masiv Rabbi Lazar Gidoy Pislo V'Chama. Our Mishnah says, "If you prune it, L'shem V'Rezara V'Hichlif, and it grew, Noitamash Hichlif. You have to take off what grew extra." It's Mashma Dafka Gidoy Pislo In Dafka. If you did a mice in the tree like pruning, then the halach is that whatever grows extra is V'Rezara. Loy Gidoy Pislo Loy. But if it did not, if you didn't do any mice in the tree, just worshiping the tree is not enough. So Chara Mishnah is not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, I worship a tree, whatever is extra is awesome. And here it says, and the Mishnah says, Dafki did a Maisa. What's going on here? Zok the Gemara, it's not Shver. Because Shmuel says, Avloch Shmuel, Hamani Rabbani. That's going to Rabbanan. Hold, that the only time you have a Asher tree, you planted originally, like the way. And, or if you do a Maisa afterwards. But Shmuel, Dama Karev Shehuda, Shmuel is a Karev Shehuda, Dama, Ilan Shanot, B'Sayv Avdu Asa. The Ilan Shanot, B'Sayv Avdu is Asa. And so far, so good. Beautiful. That Shmuel holds against Yehuda, and therefore it's also, even if you worship it with Adam Isa, and our Mishnah going to draw a button. But Rav Ashi is going to come here and turn the whole sugya up on its head. Maskevla Rav Ashi, Memai, Rav Yehuda, Rabbanam, B'tesefes Kligi. Whoever told you something we assumed for a few blat already, whoever told you that's true? Who said the argument that the Tesefes? Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanam. Maybe Dilma. Tosefes Devar Kol Asher. Really, you can say, anytime someone worships a tree, everyone agrees that whatever grows extra is Asher. That's Pashat. Someone goes over to a tree, starts worshiping a tree, whatever grows from now on is Asher. What was Vachlekes Reis Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Over Ikre Pligi. The whole Machlekes was in the Iker. The Rabbi Reis Yehuda saw that Ikre Nami Asher. If you worship a tree afterwards, not only does the extras become Asher, the tree itself becomes Asher. And how would we know it? The Chsiv. Vasharehem tisufum beish. Loshon Rabim. Asharehem tisufum beish teaches us all asheris, two asheris. Which two asheris? Sai if he planted it for that. Sai if it grew first by itself and then he worshiped it afterwards. That's Loshon Rabim. That would be Rabbi Yisrael's drasha. Rabbanon Savri, only the Tosefes Sasa. Ik Ilan Shari. Why? Dechsiv Asharehem Tekadeyun. Ezu Ilan Chigaduya Asar. Which Ilan only the extras Asa of Ikre Shari, Ikre is Mutter. Have a Oimer. Ilan Shinato B'Seif Avadum. I have a new Teretz, a new Pshad Mechlekes. Really, everyone agrees, whatever grows extra, just by worshipping comes Asar. How does Rabban know that? Ma'ashreim Tigadayun. That you have to cut off only the extra. The Rabbi Yisrael holds even more. The whole tree becomes Asar worship afterwards. And how do you know it? From the Pasuk Asherehem, assist from Be'esh. We had a whole Gemara before that said that Rav Yisrael used Asherehem Tigadayun. And we asked, what does Rabban do with it? We said, oh, Rabban use it that you first do Kibush, then you burn it. So it's the opposite. Rabbanon don't know how to gadeyon. So the chi tema hod lemet tirtzin hachi. I the Gemara before doesn't say like that. Epoch Rabbanon Reis Yehuda. We'll switch around the shak of entire Reis Yehuda Rabbanon. Whole shak of entire be the opposite. When the Gemara says that he holds abe to abe for this and he holds for that, we'll just switch around on the man the umrim because it comes out. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is Makaris from Asherayim Tisfumbe. So him Tegadeon is extra. Tegadeon is for something else. The Rabbanon the one who used Tegadeon. Because the Rabbanon hold that anything that grows extra is Aser. So it comes like this. Everyone agrees when you bow down to a tree, Tesefes is Aser. The Machloikas, which is the Rabbanon, is only on the Iker, I plead. It's only on the Iker. So we have before Gemara that said, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the one who used Asherayim Tegadeon, right? For the second thing. That's the Gemara said before. I'm telling you Gemara before. So the Gemara asked, what does Rabban do with Tegadeon? So Gemara says, you know what Tegadeon's for is? They first chop down the tree, then you do kibush v'chiluk, and then you burn the tree. And Gemara says, how does Yehuda know that? He says, he knows of Abi Tabdun. So what Rabban do with Abi Tabdun? They use it l'shari shachareha. Then what does he do? So that whole shak of Tara is based on the race Yehuda used Tegadeon. Rabban didn't have Tegadeon. Now it's the opposite. Who uses Tegadeon now? The Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda does not do it. So what happened? The whole Gemara there is backwards. Gemara says you got it right. The whole Gemara is backwards there. It's not really Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking. There was the Gemara talking. Well, when I say the whole Gemara happens, so what? That the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, it's the opposite. Epoch Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So the Gemara, if that's the case, so I have a problem now. So what are we coming at now? That Lekuli Yama, if someone goes over to a tree, makes it to Bari Zara, he does nothing in the tree, Lekuli Yama, the extra comes also. So what's the problem with our Mishnah then? M.K. in Freit the Gemara, on the first wide line, M.K. in Gidoy Upisloi, Man Katondi, who's the man name of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbanam, Loi Rabbi Yezvuda. Irabbanan, who hold that it's extras also just by bowing down, below Gidoy Upisloi, Nami, the Sefes Asura. So you don't say they have to take off Mashiach Hichlif, even without Gidoy Upisloi also, right? Like Shmuel said. And we're going to Shmuel holds the Kuliyama. Maybe Shmuel holds the Kuliyama. And it can't be Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, you know why? Say, Ir Rav Yehuda, Iker Ilanami Asa. Even the tree itself is Asa. And the Hichlif is not enough. When you bow down, the whole tree becomes Asa. So what's going on? Who's that Mishnah like? So Mar said, I can tell you really, I'm going to stick with this pshat, and I'll tell you the Mishnah could be either of the Yama. Yibayisem Rabbanon, Yibayisem Rav Yehuda. I have a pshat to say it's Rabbanon, have a pshat to say it's Rav Yehuda. You can say it's a race Yehuda. Keep coming, Rabbi Yehuda. But like Gidoy Pisloi, when the race Yehuda say that the Ikilin's Aser is Dafka, keep coming, Rabbi Yehuda. But like Gidoy Pisloi, Ikilin Aser Bistama. Well, you didn't say anything. If someone just went and bowed down to the tree, the whole tree becomes Aser. Have a Gidoy Pisloi. But if you did give the epistle, it's better for the din of a rezara. If you do a mice in a tree, it makes it different. There I'm showing I want the extra. I don't want the tree. I don't want the ikilon tree. It's not enough for me. It's not good enough for me. I want the sefes. That's why only the sefes also. So that's why it can be raised to Yehuda. If you just bow down the tree, the whole tree becomes also. If you make a mice in a tree, you're showing all I want is the extra. And be the opposite type of svar now. If I say Rabbanon, give the epistle. So the child was, why didn't he give the epistle? Even without that, the Tosefes becomes also. So the Mar says, give the epistle, it's Rikhle, it's a Chiddush. Sakadai Techamina, keeping the Ovale Mais Begufe. Since the Mais Begufe, even for Rabbanon, Iki Lenamelitz, or even the Ikka tree, should become Osir. Kamash Wallah does not become Osir. Kamash Wallah, the Ikka tree does not become Osir. That's the Chiddush. Abada, you don't need to give the epistle. You give it as a Chiddush. That even though you give the epistle, only the Hichlif is Osir, and not the Ikka Elon's Osir. So it come out from this Gemara that we don't know exactly the Mechalek Yisrael and Rabbanon anymore. We got all mixed up. Because until now we thought Mechalek Yisrael and Rabbanon was the guy with extra. Now we say, no, extra, everyone holds also. The Mechalek is the guy with the Iker. And Arya Mishnah's Mashmah, you need a Maisa to ask the extra. So it's a two pshatim. Either it's according to Reis Yehuda and holds that when you speak out the extra, only the extra is also. Or according to Rabbanon, the Chiddush is Gidei Pisloi, only the extra is also, and not the Iker Elon. So it's a very Gishmak, a clear sugya. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Mishnah says, "Ezu Asheira." What's Asheira? Which is a pella. For those, you know, it happens a lot of times. Afyemi, you forget the Mishnah before, but here it's the same shir. Look, we had three Asheiras. It's like, wait, now Ezu Asheira? We just told about Asheira. The Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha. Ezu Asheira. What's Asheira? Kol Shiyash Tachteh Avayis Chavim. Anything that's under it, Avayis Zara. Like I spoke about before, Machlokes Ramban and Taisus. Exactly how I learned. But there is a Musik of Asheira tree that it's a real Asheira Midraisa. If you make a Kriyas of Avayis Zara under it, it's Asheira tree. Rav Shimon Eimer, Kol Sha'ayv D'Maisa. You have to worship the tree. No such thing as Masham She'avay D'Zara. You got to worship the tree itself. A Maisa B'Tzidon, Be'ilon Sha'ayv D'Maisa. There's a tree that everyone used to worship the tree. And what's the tact of Gala? Under it was a big pile of stones. Omer Rav Shimon, Batku was a Gala, check the pile. Ubatku, Matsu by Tzura. They found inside a Tzura. Omer Ha'ayv L'Tzura Eino Evdim. They're really worshiping the thing under the tree. And therefore, the tree is mutter. Not Lem as Elon. Elon is mutter. Rav Shimon holds the notion thing of Sham Shei Avodah Zarah. You have to worship the tree itself. You have to hold the tree itself is Avodah Zarah. But Masha Inkim, if just servicing the Avodah Zarah, it's not enough to be Avodah Zarah, according to Rav Shimon. So I'm looking at Rav Shimon Rabbanon, if it's a thing of Asherah tree, that's under it Avodah Zarah. So let's see the Gemara. Gemara says, it's in the Mishnah, Ezu Asherah. Right? The Gemara Kashav, Anan Shalish Asherah, Stanan. We already said it. So Rashi explains the Kashav is twofold. First of all, what's the question, Ezu Asherah? We know what it is. We learned it already. Number two is that here it's Mashma, it's one type of Asherah tree, and four, we have three Asherah trees. So what in the world does it mean, Ezu Asherah? Explains the Gemara like this. Hachakama. Shtai, we had three Asherahs before. By the way, two of them are Divrei HaKoel. as a kuliyama. Va'achas, one of them is machloikis, Rav Shimon Rabbanon. And now our Mishnah starts off, Ezu Asher, which one of three is machloikis? We had a Kabbalah, the first three, one of them is machloikis, two of the Berakol. So now the Mishnah starts off, Ezu, which one was the machloikis? Ezu Asher, which is machloikis? Ezu Asher, Shnechel Rav Shimon Rechavim, Kol Shiash Tachteh Avriz Chavim. Rav Shimon Rechavim, Kol Shiash Tachteh Avriz Chavim. This is the machlekes. We have under it a avodah zara. Does that make the tree into a sheira tree? Like we explained, the machlekes is, Peter Ramban, is a tree that's mechubra. Could it become a sham shei avodah zara? Now that's clear. A talush thing could become a sham shei avodah zara. But something that's mechubra is always a bigger chiddush. So you have a chiddush called a sheira tree. So like I'm saying, that chiddush is only when you worship the tree. But if the tree is just a sham shei avodah zara, who said it's awesome? So the machlekes are one Rav Shimon. One old that becomes awesome. Rav Shimon holds the Misham Shei Avedizara, that's Mechubar, is not going to the Isser Asherah, and therefore it's Mutter. The next Gemara is a new Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, when you're walking down the street and you got to be careful from Avedizara, how do you know what's Asherah tree or not? And they all look the same. It's all the how do you know? Ezu Asherah, Stam, how do you know what's Asherah tree? I'm Rav, Kolcha Kremi Rejit Achtah, if you see priests sitting under it, and they ain't turn parasail, they don't touch the paris. That means that they hold this tree as a holy tree. But Shmuel Amar, that even if they're eating it, there could be a Shiloh Varezara. But Shmuel Amphilo Amri, Hani Tam Vinitzvi, if they say these Tamarim are going to the Varezara, even if they eat it, it's also why. The Ram Beishuch Rav Shoslavi made them, because they make beer of it and they drink it on the pagan holidays. So if they're saying, either they're not touching it, it's one way. Another way is, if they say these fruits are going to the Varezara. So then we know also that it's part of the making a beer for big pagan holidays. On my Meimar, Armli Sabi from Disa, Halacha is like Shmuel. The Halacha is like Shmuel. The Halacha is like Shmuel. So this that's the Halacha of the Asherah tree here. We have here two Machlekes, one's Machlekes and two is a Kuliyama. And you see a Asherah tree, they sit under it, they don't taste the Paris. That's a simon of Asherah tree. Actually, Agavdik, the Kratzmach tree that the Goyim make has a Makar from Asherah tree. Even though the Christians were not really over the Avodah Zarah, they really believed in Hashem, Be'etzem, and they have something called whatever Yoshka is. But Lamaisa, they still brought in all these pagan different Avodah Zarahs in order to entice the Avodah Zarah to come join their religion. And one of the things they brought in was the Kratzmach tree, and that really has a Makar in the Asherah tree. You have to listen to maybe Rabbi Kellerman, something to hear about that. Baal Kaponim, that's the bottom line.